You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I think one of the biggest mistakes we made strategically after 9/11 was to fail to finish the job here, focus our attention here. We got distracted by Iraq.
That's presidential candidate and Senator Barack Obama speaking in Afghanistan over the weekend. Iraq is more than a distraction for him today. He is in Baghdad as part of his foreign affairs trip to project his ability to look presidential in meeting with the foreign leaders in Afghanistan and Pakistan, now in Baghdad, where he's just concluded a meeting with the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Joining us is the BBC's Middle East correspondent, Jim Muir, from Baghdad. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Most welcome, John.
Any sort of sense of the chemistry between the Iraqi Prime Minister and the would-be U.S. President Barack Obama?
It's difficult to read at the moment. We haven't seen much of that yet. They've just gone into meetings. But I think it's not going to be that comfortable an encounter because Mr. Obama has been writing things that are actually quite rude about his current hosts. He's criticized Iraqi politicians for failing, for one thing, to spend their oil billions on development projects, and also for failing to take advantage of the surge, the U.S. troop surge, to achieve the kind of political reconciliation, the consolidation at the center, if you like, that certainly the Americans would like to see, and a lot of Iraqis too. So there will be some ruffled feathers. In advance of this trip, Mr. Maliki was quoted as saying things that were seized on by Mr. Obama's campaign people as evidence that he was supporting the senator's call for a timetable, a deadline for withdrawal. But that's actually been denied by the Prime Minister's office. They're not that close in that sense. The Iraqis and Mr. Maliki himself want to see U.S. troops out, but they also want the conditions to be right for that. So he's clarified in the last 24 hours that withdrawals should be conditions-based and not set by some rigid concrete timetable.
On the schedule today is a meeting between Barack Obama and General Petraeus. Insofar as you can tell in observing this trip so far, Jim, is the candidate leading with his positions on foreign affairs vis-a-vis the war on terror in Iraq, et cetera? Or is he leading with, showing himself as being able to listen to these briefings and maybe absorb what's going on this trip?
Well, he has billed this as a fact-finding mission. And in fact, one notable thing is that he isn't shooting his mouth off as he goes around. He's keeping very low profile. And as far as the media is concerned, there is no press conference, for example, scheduled that I'm aware of at the moment for his trip here. He is learning. He's on a learning curve. And he was, as you know, attacked by Senator McCain before he embarked on this trip because he had said things. And McCain said that you're drawing conclusions before you've even gone to look at the facts on the ground. So I think he is very much in listening mode. And these issues that we've been talking about will be very much in the center of the discussion. But I think he will be trying to learn the points of view of the people he's talking to, especially people like General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker, whose views certainly cannot be ignored.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the troops. We spoke earlier this morning about the streets of Baghdad, the sort of Iraqi citizenry, and their interest in getting a firsthand view of Barack Obama. But do you have any sense of whether the troops are really interested in seeing who might be the commander-in-chief next time around?
Oh, I'm sure they are. Of course they are. They will be following this very closely. And I suppose if they want to get out of Iraq, that they will be imagining that Obama might be the man with that closer to his heart than Senator McCain. On the other hand, of course, Mr. Obama wants to move troops over to Afghanistan. So it could well be that now the thing's getting a bit quieter here and a little bit more comfortable, the troops might find themselves facing a much more uncomfortable and perhaps more dangerous situation if they should get transferred across to Afghanistan. So they may have some pretty mixed feelings about it.
Indeed. Jim, you are BBC correspondent in Baghdad, traveling with the Obama campaign. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
My pleasure.
And, of course, the campaign moves on to the West Bank, and more meetings today in Baghdad, but moves on to the West Bank and Jerusalem.
Lots of headlines to come this week.